whether it's gang banging, whether it's trapping down south, whether it's hip hop, whatever it is, like, you know, if a motherfucker see it as an asset or as a resource, we don't got no means to go get it. You know what I mean? Other than our little pistols and handguns, we got in choppers and all that. These niggas got millions of dollars, institutions set up, like the LAPD, like the feds, like the FBI. All this is they army. And they army make it to where you can inflict your will. Meaning if a motherfucker don't want to do it from an agreement, you can come take it. If a nigga don't want to agree and do it verbally, well, you got an army to come enforce your will. So we that's what we lack. You know what I mean? We don't have no army that's going to come protect our natural resources because our shit is divided. You know what I'm saying? We don't even understand how we connected because, oh, you a blood. I'm from 60s. Fuck you. Or you from Hova. I'm from 60s. Fuck you. Or you from A-Tray. I'm from 60s. Fuck you. And that's a fucked up mentality to have. But that's the culture of where we come from. To where, like, that's why my album is titled South Central State of Mind.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Rip.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in the cast with another episode of the Pops Culture Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. This is episode 12. Not really my most favorite episode to start, but we are going to be talking about some really heavy stuff in a little bit. Gabe, though, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm good, man. Not to say I wasn't worked up about Nipsey. That hit hard, and seeing how everyone was affected hit hard. But beyond that, I'm good. And, like, I mean, I'm a big proponent of the celebration of life as well. So I'm trying to be in a good mood. I think everyone should be in a good mood.
Yeah, man, that's a good way to look at it. I don't even know where to start with this story, man. Like, I guess for me, just the whole past week, 3 days, 4 days, whatever, however long it's been since we found out that he passed away, it's just been weighing heavy on me, and I don't know why. Like, Nipsey was such a dope dude that he did what most rappers don't necessarily do. Like, he went back to the hood and he bought his block back, started making jobs for people in his community, started helping out the community. He bought courts and stuff like that for the younger generation as well, too, to help them just have more opportunities that he didn't have when he was younger. He was building generational, like,
he had that
help
STEM,
and wealth.
He had the STEM programs, research, too, yeah. For... I actually saw a funny thing on that. The STEM is like for sciences and computer science, right? And someone was like, "Oh, he's doing stem cell research and learning how to clone people and stuff." It's like
Jesus.
But anyway, shout out to him for that. Yeah, and he also that where he had his clothing store, he was also planning to build on that too and put 100 low income housing on that.
Yeah, in that area.
Yeah.
Which
is crazy. And, like, I don't know, man. So much of a lot of times when celebrities die and everything happens, a lot of things feel disingenuous. And I kind of side eye people and I'm just like, come on, like, you didn't care. Whatever. Obviously, I wouldn't say this, but, like, yo, like, the respect that this guy's getting and seeing all the things that come out and all the people, like, I don't know. That, like, I could only hope to have, like, 1/50th of people speak about me as highly the way people have been speaking about Nipsey. Like, I'm talking about all, like, so many celebrities, everyone. I don't see that with, like, I've never seen it before. Like, someone who wasn't at, like, he wasn't a Robin Williams or something the whole world knew, but, like, to see our culture and that culture and everyone speak out and, like, be obviously so affected by this dude, and it stretched out to people even beyond the culture, like your Gary V's and business people and stuff as well be affected by that. It's crazy to me. So it's a lot to take in as well, but damn, I really am envious and appreciate how much of an impact in 33 years this man had.
I think for me, for him as well too, just, I don't know, it's really hard for me to word how I feel about this whole situation, just because it's like another black man whose life is lost. And even though I don't know him personally, just the way that his music affected me and how he speaks about like the marathon and that just being something where you keep grinding no matter what, you just keep reaching for your dreams and striving for what you want to do. Because Nipsey isn't someone who's super popular. Like, not too many people know who Nipsey Hussle is in terms of like his rap career. Like, he started rapping around probably like 2007, 2008, I think.
His first album was like 2009.
Yeah. And that's when his first like album came out. And back then, yeah, no one really even like heard of him. Probably just people in LA or were known to like what he was doing and stuff like that. Like, the first time I heard of him was when he was on that one. He did a song with Drake way back in the day.
Yeah, I remember because he did a lot of rap, like, his sound was always real street. But he had songs with Drake, Childish Gambino, and like some random dudes. He did like a rock cover too of the MGMT song as well. And he had crossover appeal. And from what I understand, he had a lot of offers in that. But he did his whole like independent venture, which I think money wise was good for him, but it also didn't make, like, he could have easily went pop or like had the crossover appeal. He just pursued to own his own music and stuff as well. So
yeah, which is the biggest thing that I take away from him and everything that he stood for is that he owned all of his music, and not a lot of artists can say that they were independent the way he was. And he stuck to his vision to be independent, owning his own shit. That was always important to him, and he never wavered from it. And just for him to lose his life at 33 is super young. And the thing that hurts me the most too is that he had so much more to give. Like you said, he was doing so many more things outside of rap, and like he was planning on doing even more things. And it just hurts me that all that opportunity gets kind of taken away because some idiot who was a known snitch and Nipsey didn't want to have him around got in his feelings and came back and did this
but
to him.
But it wasn't either, though. Like, Nipsey apparently didn't even, like, shun him. And he just straight up was like, yo, what
did
you
told
do
me,
with that?
Yeah, he just told him not to be there.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he was defending himself or he put money on his head or anything. This guy just couldn't handle being called a snitch and came back and acted a fool.
I guess the whole community knew that, like, I don't know. When it first came out, I was super, super upset. I was on the internet, which, honestly, I think I'm never going to do again just because...
What, be going on the internet?
When this type of stuff happens, yeah, there's a lot of idiots out there. Because when it first happened, the reports were that there was a shooting and Nipsey was involved in the shooting, like that he'd gotten shot. But I saw idiots saying that he was dead, and that wasn't the case. So when people were first posting that really pissed me off because he wasn't dead at that point. But people were saying that he was dead, even though it was just reported there was a shooting. And then when it did come out that he ended up passing away, just people posting stupid videos about the shooting and stuff like that, I wasn't really into that either. That really, like, I'm a little bit twisted. So, like, sometimes I do end up going looking for that. And eventually I did end up finding the video just to see what had happened to Nipsey because I just need to confirm it for myself. But I don't suggest anyone else ever does that. It just weighs too much on me. And I know for me, just listening to his music, I don't know if it's for you, because like you said earlier before we even started recording, Victory Lap wasn't like number one on your playlist when it first came out. But for me, when I first listened to it, like, I was championing that as my album of the year for at least like 8 months of the year of 2018. And it's something that drove me and like, to getting back into this podcast game and even just posting my blog and stuff like that. So Nipsey was just like really instrumental in all that stuff. And just to hear that he passed away over something that's so stupid, this could have been easily avoided, but.
I have such mixed feelings about the conversation that's coming from this as well. Like we always get with rappers, but I think it's bigger than ever. And we have the, like, black-on-black crime and toxic masculinity, like, conversations and all that right now. Like, NBC just posted an article, which has me choked, yo, about its, what is it titled? Nipsey Hussle's Murder, Homophobia and the Toxic Black Masculinity. And it's just not the time for that. And it's, like, garbage. And there's just so many stupid comments and that are really frustrating about that encompasses and comes with a tragedy like this. And social media complicates things so much, and it's so frustrating. Like, it's great because there's all these things I didn't know. Like, I used to follow Nipsey heavy and hard earlier in his earlier work, and then he decided to go independent, and I didn't pay as much attention as he used to, but I always respected him, always had those songs in my playlist still. But it's just, yeah, it's, the internet is, we were talking about this earlier, is super toxic, and
it's disgusting.
Your ability to mourn and everything is just like so much more complicated than it used to be. And just like from the comments from random, like you see on 50 Cent's IG and all these things. And it's just like, it's not a flood of just emotions of being like, Nipsey's gone. It's, well, what did this person think about this? And this person did this wrong. And this person did this. And now we have this conversation about like the hood and like black on black crime. And just like, it's too much at times, man. And like, I wanna log off from life.
Yeah. Just to touch back on it too, like, even when the news first broke as well too, a lot of people were pinning this on the whole gangbang culture. And that story just never made sense to me, because Nipsey was such a staple in his community that it didn't sound right that someone like that, who's doing so much good, would get shot over some gang stuff. Like it wasn't gang violence. This was an isolated incident.
Yeah. It was just like,
I mean, he's got friends on the other side. That's why this didn't make sense to me. Because YG, who's affiliated with the Bloods,
but that's
he's well known in that community as well too. And like, Nipsey's a guy who's trying to break that barrier. He's trying to like close the divide between those two gangs. So that whole gangbang shit, when people said it was gangbang, like, no, it wasn't. Like, I knew that for a fact that wasn't a gangbang shit.
Nipsey, but it does too though. Nipsey doesn't carry any responsibility in what happened. But this guy's like revenge on this was definitely like pushed forward through gang culture as well, though. Like, I'll give it that. You know what I mean? Like, he's scorned, and that's the life that he like brought up. He was brought up around in that. And I think that kind of like, I don't know, like just the reaction of it. Like, I don't think it was, Nipsey didn't do anything wrong in that, but the culture and violence is kind of what pushed this guy to probably do it. Like, the reaction, what happened to, like, throwing hands and doing all that? Like, for him to get so mad at being called a snitch, he goes home and gets...
Oh, Eric Holder.
Yeah, the guy who did it. So, I mean, it's still a product of gang.
Yeah, it's
violence.
Okay.
But Nipsey was doing everything he could and more to solve that, so it's not... He's not responsible for that, but this guy's reaction is still, I think, a product of gang culture.
But is he even still, like, a part of the streets? If he's a well-known snitch, that doesn't... That doesn't seem like he would still be a part of gang culture. Even though it is a product of gang culture, yes, that his reaction was a product of that. I still don't see how calling it gangbanging helps in any type of means. Like,
true.
There was no facts out at that point either. No one knew who the guy was or what even transpired. But people were just quick to label it as gangbanging. The same way that people were quick to label the conspiracies. I think both ways are kind of disgusting when you don't have all the facts and you just want to start throwing your own narratives on there. Yeah. It's way too quick to even deduce anything like that. I just found that them saying it was gangbanging was just typical media bullshit. And I hated seeing a lot of people also riding with that same narrative and throwing that out there when nothing was confirmed. And this was just turns out to be an isolated incident. And for him to get caught off guard, I mean, we later found out today.
Did you watch the video?
I did watch the video. But yeah, we later found out today that the reason why was because he actually went back to his store. One of his friends just got out of prison. And he went back to his store and he wanted to give him free clothes so that he'd look fresh for when he came back home. Mm-hmm. So when he went back to his store, that's why he didn't have any of his bodyguards with him, because he went to go do this out of like the kindness of his heart to go help out one of his buddies who came back from prison. So that's why he ended up getting caught slipping in that situation. He definitely didn't deserve that. And I feel for Lauren London too. Every time I think about her, man, like, it just kind of brings tears to my eyes, because now she has to deal with this by herself. They have a 2-year-old son as well, too, who's going to grow up fatherless and isn't even going to be able to, like, learn straight from his own father. Like, Nip would have given him so much game and, like, helped him improve.
But I feel like everyone's going to take her on and, like, her, you know what I mean? Like,
I hope so. I really do hope that people do help her in her situation.
But I can't see people like Westbrook or Harden and all these people that really, like, it wasn't your normal celebrity praise and stuff. You could tell, like, deep down, like, Harden took the day off.
Yeah.
Like, all these people were genuinely, listen, man, I'm the most, like, pessimistic person when it comes to all that. And this was real. Everyone's response to it, and the way they were affected and the way they spoke about him was like super real. So at least there'll be so many people there for him and his family.
I'm sure they will. I still don't think it's the same though.
Of course, like, it's not.
Yeah. But having Nip actually be a father-in-law. If you're
fatherless, there's worse situations.
For sure.
You could be me.
I mean, for him to just not be able to give game to his own son and stuff like that is really heartbreaking as well, too. So I do want to send my condolences out to Lauren Lundy. I know she's not listening to this.
She'll
listen.
She'll go back.
But yeah, I do just want to send that out there. And like, prayers to the family. I hope God blesses this young God himself. Nipsey Hussle, may he rest in peace. Yeah, I don't know. Just everything's so eerie about this. His last tweet before it even happened was super eerie. Listening to his music really hits me. Like, I know the night that it happened, I cried before I went to bed. But even just sometimes when I listen to his music now, like, I find myself choking up and like tears running down from my face just because everything that he talks about in his music is so authentic. And it's like he talks about the same gang stuff that ended up catching up to him. Like, if you go back and listen, like, Blue Laces 2, third verse where he talks about his friend who got shot and like bleeding out and stuff like that, like, and he's just trying to help his friend in that situation, but it's like at the same time, like, Nip ended up going down that same way too. Yeah. And like, no one was there to like be there and comfort him before he ended up closing his eyes and just leaving here. So yeah,
it's I don't know, it's wild, and this whole thing is, again, to go back on it, just so crazy to me. Like, I don't know, so toxic, man. Like, the comments and the internet and everything is just really bugging me, because for every moment that I want to try and take in what he accomplished and all that, there's just so much negativity and weird comments stuff that come with it too. So I'm going to try and look past that, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why I had to log off. I think that we just from here on out just have to keep his legacy alive. I think that we as like the Black community just have to do better for ourselves, and the things that he talked about, we have to strive and do those things as well too. I know for me, his death won't be in vain, because like, he's personally sparked a change in my life since his passing. Like, I really do want to give back to the community now and like try and find ways to help the younger generation be better and do better, as well as do better for myself too, and like just keep the marathon going. I know that's something that he would want all of us to do. So I definitely do want to be able to like give back to the community and do stuff like that as well too.
For me, I feel like I was really lacking motivation lately. I'm just coming up on graduation and that, and I've been working out and listening to Victory the last 4 days, and it actually like hits me hard. And I don't know, like, I've had an extra pep in my step the last few days. Again, I feel saying this is so disingenuous at times, just because you know how people always want to speak highly of someone who passes and that, but for real, I was actually moved and being like, this guy's life was crazy. It's just insane, man, to see how far he touched for a dude from LA, from the streets from LA, and how many people he managed to touch, and everyone had a story about him. It was just wild.
Dude, this is a guy who in 2013 sold limited edition copies of his Crenshaw album for $100.
And came out $100,000.
Exactly, and ended up getting the money for it. Like, and that's during a time where streaming hadn't even come into play.
We're in like, between this is, with music.
Yeah, this is when money. People this is when people were downloading music illegally. So like, the thought of paying $100, like, yes, there were people who'd buy albums for your regular $10 and $15. I was one of those people. But to have people buy your copies for $100 is just shows you what kind of guy he is, and the kind of the people that he touched in his life, and just how he was brought up and raised. And it just sucks to lose all of his future ideas and endeavors that he had going forward. But like I said, just to keep him alive is only by us taking what he's already given us and just turning that and using it for our own lives and becoming better people.
I hope though that people, I mean, we're as much as where we like to claim we're within the culture and stuff, it's obviously a different world in places like California and that. So I hope people there really, they don't just move on from these Instagram comments, and we actually do something. We do change, and people, the rappers around him, see, like, his legacy is nuts. And if I was a rapper, if I was someone right now in that same area and position, that's what I'd be striving for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So hopefully people do adopt this. Hopefully the people who are speaking highly of him are still in that life. kind of change their direction. And don't get me wrong, it's hard, and it's more than Nipsey. Like, we know why you end up there and stuff like that. It's complicated, but if it like changes the lives and the direction of a few people, or even on a larger scale, then for some, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, they don't even have to be super big acts. They can just be the smallest things that just make differences in people's lives. Like, as long as you even take that, that's a win in itself.
Yeah.
So, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. You will be missed. I know, like, I never lived the gang life. I have lived in, like, some rough areas, but, like, I wouldn't claim that I was a gang banger or knew anything about that. But just listening to all people's music now, guys like Meek, guys like Jay, and definitely Nipsey, it's really opened my eyes to what black people in America go through. I know, like, I understood it before, but I feel like now I feel what they feel. I just do want to speak about, like, mental health a little bit right here. Like, those guys go through PTSD, and I can't even imagine, like, Nip, who I don't even know, I'm feeling effects from him just passing away, and it's, like, fucked up with me and, like, my mind lately, and just me grieving over him passing. I can't even imagine, like, the people who are close to him, what they're going through right now as well, too. And people who live that lifestyle in America deal with that on a regular basis. And it's scary to me because they have to fight it from every side. Not only do they have to fight it from the people who look like them, but they also have to fight it from the police. They also have to fight it from the government. They also have to fight it from, like, everyone around them is pretty much almost an enemy to them. Like, you have very little people who you can actually trust. And that shit hits hard. Like, I can't even imagine what they go through. So now that, like, I can feel this type of empathy through them, it's made it a lot more real. Like, life is, I can't even listen to people complain about random bullshit anymore. Like, yeah. I'm tired of hearing that shit. Like, if you have, like, some little problems in your life and, like, you gotta, like, whine and complain about them now, like, I don't want to hear any of that shit anymore. Like, people need to be way more grateful that they're in the situations that they are, because there's so many people in the world who have it way worse than you do. And you should be grateful for where you are right now and try and be better for other people's sake as well as your own.
I'm still ungrateful, but no, for me, the one last thing I want to add to, though, is I hate this narrative that, listen, I didn't grow up in that life, but I've been around it. Like, I lived in Detroit for a while. I've seen it all. I've lost family members to that. Luckily, I had a more privileged life, but I've seen it firsthand. And people want to complain about music. Music is a reflection of this.
Yeah.
Trust me, the scenarios and the positions people are in, if you took away rap music, nothing would change. It's an economic issue. It's a lack of funds and lack of interest issue. People want to complain about music. And we always have this conversation, like, what about black-on-black crime? I promise you, like, if these people weren't making music, nothing would change. The only thing would change is maybe we'd have less people with a music career and people, like, getting off on that. Like, you're poor. You're growing up with nothing to eat. Like, yeah. You see no way out. Not to sound cliche, but that rap music doesn't change anything besides having an outlet. All this, like, you don't have anything and stuff. You're not being, like, sure, you look up to some of these rappers, but no one's making the decision to pull the trigger or rob something because other musicians are. They're doing it because they have no means or no other way out. And, like, music is nothing but an outlet and puts it on a larger scale. So I hate this discussion that everyone has, like, well, we need to, like, control the narrative, like, in rap music, and it's so negative and that. Rap music has nothing to do with it. If you really care, do what Nipsey did. Don't try to censor music.
Absolutely. If anything, music helps, to be honest, exactly. To help people get through that and relate.
There's more violence. The hood was even worse before rap music was peaking in the 90s. The 80s, the 70s, crack era, like, it was crazy. And music has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. It's a lack of opportunity, and that's what Nipsey was trying to change and provide, especially with him having that meeting, too, with the LAPD and how he was trying to find a way to limit the violence. It just sucks to lose him. Like we've both been saying, hopefully we can all just learn from this and keep his legacy alive, keep him alive by just doing things that he would want us to do and strive and just be better people.
Also, last thing, I knew most of that about him, but there's some things I didn't know, and we need to start shining light on people like him. There's more people out there,
yeah,
and we need to appreciate and acknowledge them before their death. And
agreed.
We need to focus on those people and do that more. So Yeah, that's one thing I also take away from all this. Like, I wish I knew half that stuff that I knew now about him before we had to lose him.
Yeah. It's good that that stuff has gotten to people now, you know, yeah, like, better late than
never. Of course, but I'm just saying, let's
I know, yeah, let's that. Also, yeah, let's also appreciate the people that we do have who are doing things
like that. Exactly.
Rest in peace, Nipsey. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We did just happen to take a little bit of a break after that topic. But let's get into some stories. We do have a cool one to start with because last night, Russell Westbrook dropped a 20-20-20 game. Second one in NBA history ever done.
Since what, Wilt?
I don't know who did the first one.
Wilt, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. You would know. You were around when... You were there when Wilt was playing.
Fucking got him!
Piece of shit. You were there when Wilt was playing.
That was a good one, man. I'm getting real sensitive about these comments lately.
Oh man, no, I love the old jokes.
Doesn't bother me. It's fine.
But yeah, no, he dropped a 20-20 game, and he dedicated that to Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey, for those of you who don't know, was from 60s Crip Set, I believe. I don't know what the actual name is, but that's why Russell ended up dedicating that game to him because 20-20-20.
Which is 60. Nuts.
Yeah, that's actually insane that he went out and got that stat line for him. That, like, that reminds me of the time that Chris Paul dropped 61 after his grandfather who passed away in that high school game.
But this is a goddamn NBA game, which is even crazier.
I see people labeling him as one of the best players in the league, or like the best player in the league. Well, honestly, he's not, but I'd be inclined to say that he is for something like this. This is one of the greatest sports history moments ever, though. Crazy. To go out and drop a 20-20 game like that. 20 games, sorry. Three 20s, not just two.
Yeah, no, that's two triple-doubles in one game. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, shit. Yo, that is.
Yeah.
I didn't even take it like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's an arbitrary number. That's wild. I don't really think about it, but yeah, that's even if you're stat padding, that's still insane. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
Just props to him for doing that, though. Mm-hmm. Just off the strength of... the whole
and imagine accomplishing thing. Enough that you inspire an NBA player to go off for a historic. That's also a reflection of Nips.
Of who he is.
Which is nuts because no one would even get out of bed for my funeral, let alone.
I'd be there, man. I'd be there for your funeral.
Yeah. But like, it's, again, it just speaks to the impact of him, which it blew me away. So
I saw you posting about that. Like, oh, yo, if I pass away, I hope hope some of my friends
I'm just speaking show up. You don't put me on blast.
But no, I know. I like how you said the celebration of life too, though, because I do think we should also do that when people
honestly,
die.
Honestly, like, that's what I love.
I feel like people should do that more often than... the grieving is fine. You can definitely do that as well, too, because you lost someone close to you.
Of course, but at the...
To celebrate them would be great.
When I die, I want everyone
to be happy.
With some bourbon and whiskey and just go and... Throw my body in the dumpster and go to a party. Enjoy yourself. I don't care what you do with my corpse. Just enjoy. I wanted to tell, like, trade stories of me being a ridiculous person and celebrate that stuff. But I don't know. That's what I admired. Like, New Orleans funerals and stuff have always been
celebrations.
A celebration. And ever since I was a little kid, that's how I've always, which is kind of dark actually, always envisioned my funeral.
That's not dark.
I admired it.
That's a staple in like a lot of like black cultures and black countries. Like in Africa, there's a lot of countries that do that. I can't name the exact countries. I don't want to just generalize Africa as the entire thing because there are individual countries in there that do that. But also in the Caribbean, there's a lot of countries in there that celebrate life as well too when people pass away. Like I think Jamaica is one of them that does that actually.
Yeah, like Irish people go pretty hard on the celebration of life.
They might as well too. I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
That's what I want. Laughs, smiles, trade bullshit stories about my life, and send me off into the ocean.
I think Russ is probably the realest NBA player, to be honest. Like, that guy just speaks his mind, and he keeps it 100, like, 24-7.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
And he never takes a day off or nothing. Like, he's just a straight, like, real dude. Doesn't back down from anyone, speaks his mind whenever he wants to. Like,
yeah, when they had that racist guys and the fans, the Utah fans.
Yeah, one of the Utah fans was being racist.
Everyone came out talking about, I've had experience like that as an NBA player in Utah. And but Russ is the first player to check people like
that. Or even in like Golden State and stuff too. I know a couple Golden State players said that they've had, like Cousins was saying he's had racist experiences as well too. Not in Golden State, but in like other areas.
But I know
not just Utah, but in other areas. Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be surprised about Boston whatsoever.
Trash ass cities.
Let's move on to some trash ass rappers. Nav. Is he trash anymore though? Because he did 80K for Bad Habits.
Man, I can't believe this guy killed it and still lost so much respect. He's so ridiculous. I mean, we gave him 30 to 40.
We were way off. I gave him 25 to 30. You were a little bit closer. You gave him I think like 40 to 40, 60. 50, yeah, 40 to 60 or something like that.
Which I mean, I really thought there was less hype than usual.
So did I.
But I guess our ears aren't to the street the way we thought.
We're not as expertise as we thought.
Cancel the podcast. But yeah, I'm shocked. I listen to three songs still now on my playlist, and that's about it. So.
Yeah, I'm only shocked because he didn't do anything for himself. He was on features, some of them good, some of them bad. But he didn't put out any of his own music to get him to the 70 or 80K streams and get a number one for his first number one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was on the Travis Scott feature. I didn't think that was enough to push him to get to 80K. I think there's a little bit something behind it.
He had a good amount of features though the last, like, year.
Yeah, but were they enough to give him 80, though, from, like, his last album where he did 20 to 30?
I mean, this always happens, though. I mean, I'm wrong number-wise. When I think about it, I guess it makes sense because he was gaining I'm surprised.
Yeah, and like even like I understand like gaining fans off of like getting it off the feature, but you don't really gain that many fans off of features. I would say that would probably give him like the Travis one, and what else did he do? I think he did one with Baby and Gunna on their
Baby
album
and Gunna.
Too.
I like that song, the Off-White.
Yeah, Off-White Vallone. That's a dope song. I would say that those two combined would probably give him like 10K more like fans or like people who'd listen to his album.
Yeah, it's not like it was his first weekend collab either.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that till the album was coming out. So
maybe it's also because that no one was competing with him. Like there hasn't really been that many big drops either. So I feel like people were like fiending for music.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, hey, like this album's out, so I'm going to check it out and like listen to it.
I mean, like you said, though, we both checked it. People haven't stopped, like they complain about him, but people haven't stopped checking for him as well.
For sure.
So I think that's part of it.
I think there's a streaming farm as well, too.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised if they have a farm.
He's with Week at the XO, too, so they've got money and power behind that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a big drop off this week.
For sure. He's definitely not going to be around
once.
The same.
I was wrong once, so who knows? I mean, he's still a goof, but I mean,
do you see him talking to TMZ?
Yeah, he was so happy. And man,
this guy had the biggest smile.
Such a clown with his goddamn bowl cut again. Just sitting hanging out with the band. Oh, man.
He was ready for all those questions, too. Like, he was just like, he looked like he'd rehearsed what he was going to do for the first time that TMZ ever talked to him.
He knew he was going
to
get that, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was, like, planned. Yeah, that wasn't, like...
And that weekend video was trash, too.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man, I could have filmed that video. It looked so bad.
That makes me not want to watch it.
Yeah, it was, like, everything about it. I mean, I cut a couple videos this last week, so I'm an expert, but damn. Like, it was just super C-level, and nothing about it was hot. But, yeah, weird guy. Weird, weird, weird situation.
80K gets his first number one. Congrats to Nav. I mean, you're from Canada, so I got to respect that. But
yeah. I mean, like I said, I complain about Nav, but I'm always checking for his music.
Yeah, same.
I'm disappointed.
Let's see what you do next. And please, just try and be less lame.
Like. Yeah. Good luck with that.
The TMZ interview.
Like you said, I'm not changing who I am. And Nav's 30. He's not changing who he is.
Yeah, so. Probably not.
Yeah.
Let's talk about his friend, because he says he's really good buddies with Lil Uzi Vert. Uzi, who we talked about last week, he's leaked two songs since. one being Free Uzi, which sounded like Playboi Carti to me. Like, that sounded like he ripped, like, Playboi Carti's whole stees pretty much.
Yeah, but I feel like Playboi kind of ripped Uzi's stees earlier, too, though.
I don't see it that way. Cardi's got, like, that unique, like, really high, like...
Also, shout out to Cardi, because that album's... Dude, I saw it because of Nav when I was checking that. Cardi sold well with that last album.
Die Lit?
Yeah.
A lot of people were... When I first heard it, I was like, why do people like this? Like, so his first album, when his first album came out, I was riding with Cardi then. Die Lit didn't really do it for me at first. But then, like, when I kept listening to him, I'm like, okay, like, I see why people like this.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good joints on that, actually.
Like, yeah, Look Back, and The Savage was good, too.
It's weird because he's super trash. But, like, it's, like, music you want to hear.
He's, like, Uzi, though. Yeah. They harmonize well. They have a good sound.
It's weird, though.
I think they should get more credit for, to be honest with you.
It's high pitch and it's annoying, though. It's, like, why is this a song you want to hear?
Do you think Cardi's trash? Like, his lyrics, he harmonized, like, you know, he's got a unique soundish compared to the rest of the cloud guys.
I don't want to say trash. Yeah, I don't want to say trash. That's a little bit too harsh, but... To me, his music just doesn't sound like something you'd want to hear. But then when you hear it, it's like it's you do want to hear it.
I always check for his features.
I'm the opposite way. I want to hear his actual songs.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like his features. On features than like a whole album of him.
I like when he has features, but I don't like him as a feature. I don't really rock with his songs that much where he's featured. Okay, but off of Die Lit, let me just pull up real quickly because I do want to say something.
Well, because the album in between that. Wasn't great.
What was in between that?
Because he had one. He had two, and one was Shooter and stuff on it.
Shooter's on Die Lit.
Okay, so what?
He's only dropped two albums.
I feel
Die Lit is definitely his second album. I haven't seen anything since then.
When was that one?
2017, he dropped that one.
No, he's released one.
Or 2016. Late 2016, early 2017.
No, he had an album since then.
I don't know what he's had at since then.
Oh, he had...
We have this argument like every week about when people drop their albums and what's an album and what's a mixtape.
I was right last time.
No, you weren't. You were wrong.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I guess this one does...
No, I was right last time.
You're right about the Nav one. You're right about the Nav one. But you're wrong about the Uzi one.
Okay, so which album am I...
I have no idea, man. But let me just talk about Die Lit real quick. There's a couple really good songs on there that I do fuck with a lot. Shooter is definitely one of the best songs.
Yeah, Shooter was like one of my favorite songs of the year.
Home is really good. Poke It Out with Nicki. I know last year we were on Nicki Minaj. She was wilding out. She was doing some crazy shit. I know she's corny as well, too, with her trying to explain her raps that she thinks are super deep, but they're not really. We all understand her lyrics. And don't get me started about the barbs on Twitter. They're probably one of the worst, if not the worst, fan base out there. But Poke It Out by Nicki Minaj on that track, she bodies that verse. Like, she killed that shit.
Man, Right.
Fell in love with Bryson Tiller, super dope. Home, I fucks with that. Mileage with Chief Keef.
I like
that's
that.
That's my shit.
Yeah, I like.
Girls, don't worry about having mileage on your vagina. It's all right.
You know who I always mix them up with? Him and Boogie with a Hoodie.
I can kind of see that.
Like, because they both...
They both harmonize their music.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
I think Cardi's just, like, a little bit higher, but I could see, like...
Yeah, I know.
I could see the mix-up for sure.
I always get the two confused.
Also, No Time with Gunna. That's super dope, too.
All right, get off his...
How did we even get onto this topic of talking about Cardi?
Because we're arguing...
Oh, we were talking about... Yeah, we're talking about Uzi. Yeah. I said Uzi's first song, Free Uzi, sounded like Playboi Carti. And the label took that down real quick, though. That shit was out for, like, I think half a day.
Which one? The one
Free Uzi.
That we just listened to?
No, the one we just listened to is still around. I'm going to play it in a bit so the listeners can hear it. But yeah, Free Uzi. Uzi's like lyrics on that were super basic, but... I know. His flow was super dope on it. I'm excited to see what he's got for this album. Money Keeps Coming In, though. That beat is stupid good. Like, it's out of this world type good. I don't even know how to explain it. So I'm just going to play a little bit of it
here. Free Uzi actually surprised me, though, because it was different from what he's been putting out lately. Yeah, this song is
insane. Like, it starts off all tame and shit, but this shit,
yeah.
Money keep coming in. Lil Uzi, you heard it here first. Oh, here comes the drop. Money keep coming in, I can't lose. Money keep coming in, I can't lose. Foreign girls in a tent. Do you think this is gonna be his best album?
No.
That he's ever, like, out of all the music he's dropped, you don't think this is gonna be the best one?
No. I think it'll be disappointing.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think that because of the hype though, or
but
do you
I
think
love
that because
the album, like the, all his tapes and stuff, so I don't know, I'm just preparing myself to be disappointed.
I think that's a good way to go about it, because then when you probably do listen to it, you'll be like, oh shit.
But this song gives me more hope than I had before.
Yeah, for sure. Because when I heard Free Uzi, I was like,
this is a Zach Uzi set. Yeah, when I heard Free Uzi, I was like, this is not the Uzi I'm checking for.
Yeah, I was like, it's good, but I'm like, I'm not like super excited. But when I heard this shit, I was like, okay.
But other rappers can do the Free Uzi sound better. Like, I don't think there's many people can do this sound better than Uzi.
Oh, for sure not. A lot of people, like, ripped off his thing.
For sure.
But people say he ripped from Travis, which...
I don't know.
I can kind of see. But
there's
everyone rips him, yeah. Everyone
rips him,
everyone.
Yeah. Yo, like, it's...
it's, like, impossible to trace back who's who.
Have you seen that weird Toronto... that guy who's actually originally from Toronto? He's, like, that super
Kid
weird...
Kid Boo?
Yeah. Yo. Like, he's completely, like, psychopath. And he ripped Uzi's sound so hard.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that.
Totally. What is the kid? We're not going to get in that, but there's something off with that, dude.
So I watched that Flat Earth documentary you told me to watch. It's pretty good, man.
Shut the hell up.
Have you seen the sun today?
Shut the hell up.
The sun doesn't rise.
How ridiculous were those people in it, though? That guy, the main...
The sun doesn't rise.
Shut the hell up, man.
It orbits.
Didn't you feel sorry for the people in that, like, watching it?
Some of them, yeah.
Like, they're obviously, their life's, like, empty.
They're well off to where they, like, they all have their own places and stuff like that where they can live. But, yeah, they do lack an emotional or, like, some kind of community, some kind of, like, other human contact.
Yeah.
And that's why they're where they are right now.
They're all finding purpose in this group. Like,
exactly.
You know, the main lead guy, I don't think no matter... it doesn't matter if it's true or not. He just has such a feeling of belonging, and he's a leader. And in any other place, he's obviously like this goofy, older, middle-aged white dude who's awkward. But he's the man. Like, he was living it up when people were like giving him compliments and that. Nothing could possibly happen to take this man away from this group of people, because that's where he is, like, the man.
So. Like, he found love with that girl, and much as they want to say that they're just friends, or, like, they love each other, but, like, they're not in love with each other or whatever, they were spewing, they're definitely going to be, like, a married couple sometime.
But, like, you know,
he's... like you said, he's so deep into that culture now, and, like, he's the figure face of that culture that... no matter what information comes at him, he's just going to dismiss it, because he's now put on this pedestal where he thinks he's like a god, and there's nothing that you can take away from him.
Did you see that one clip where they're at like the aerospace like museum, and they're sitting there, and they're like, this thing's so stupid.
It doesn't even work.
It's not even a button. And they walk away, and then the cameraman zooms in
on
the
button
right
that he wasn't pressing.
It's between both of them, and they're so smug and...
delusional. Like, they're so delusional that they can't look at any other information.
Yeah, and there's no other planet that this guy would get a girl like her either, except for this, like, she's also on the same level of...
conspiracy.
Yeah, that's so, like, he's the leader of it, to her, he's, like, semi-attractive. But if there's, like, the real world, any girl like that would be like, this guy's nuts, lives with his mom still, he's, like, 50.
Does he live with his
mom?
Yeah.
You listen to the beginning, the money and everything comes from... the house net is his dad's and mom's. And
I thought he was just there.
No,
because he was visiting his mom for the documentary.
I mean, it's a nice big house, so there's room for both of them. But he definitely.
That's a little bit weird then.
Yeah.
No. For those of you listening, by the way, the documentary, is called Beyond the Curve on Netflix. If you do want to check it out, it's good. It's a good like an hour, 30 minutes. What I didn't like is that it shows you too much of like the emotional side of them and not too much on the facts. But it's funny to see, because even the main guys who were big in the flat earth community that they had, they did the tests for real science, and everything in science was telling them that the world was round. But because they're so deeply entrenched in their conspiracy, they didn't want to believe any of the proof. Like, one guy bought this like $20,000 machine that like measures the rotation of the earth, and they tried to disprove it by doing like numerous experiments, but they couldn't. And every time it just kept saying that the Earth rotates at 15 degrees every hour. And they were like, oh, we found this information out, but like, we can't let this get out. And like, they didn't want to tell anyone else because they knew that it'd be the end of the entire society. And even that girl too, she was a conspiracy theorist, but she started to find out that people were like having conspiracies about her life. And she's like, no matter what I do, like, I can't even prove that I'm not a conspiracy. And I can show you like all my files and I can show you like my birth and my photos. And no one's going to believe me. It's insane.
Watching it, though, she was so close to almost, like, for it clicking. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
You're almost like, there for realizing waiting. This is your mindset, exactly. You lady. Yeah. You're just waiting for it to click. You're waiting. You're like,
and then she's just like, no. Nah.
And she's like, but no. And she even said, like, she referenced, she's like, it's almost like how people perceive me and how I see the flat Earth thing. She looks, she's like, but that can't be possible.
Yeah.
It's like, lady, you were so goddamn close. So just like, damn. But it was entertaining.
Yeah.
It wasn't as rage-inducing as I thought. By the end of it, I was just like, okay, these people are stupid.
Yeah. It's
and
just like,
I felt sorry. Like, it was, they just need a purpose, man. They're just all looking for somewhere to fit in, clearly.
I'm glad they found it in that. Like, I'm glad they found each other, but like, not in that.
I mean, it's not as bad as, say,
like a cult
your,
or something.
Yeah, or
like
your anti-vaccine.
Yeah, anti-vaccine is even worse.
Like, it's a bit of anti-science, but beyond that, it's just let the, yeah.
I will say, though, like, with flat earthers, it has, like, made me research science a little bit more. So there's a little bit of positivity in that. I did have another point, too. I can't even remember where I was going to go with this. Just because I know someone who's a flat earther, I was just like, yeah, let me watch this so I can prove them wrong. But
I would throw fists.
Ghost from Power.
Oh, Lord. Man, that was so cringy.
I don't know. Do you know what event they were at?
It was the NAACP.
Oh, yeah. Awards. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're at that event. And I guess Ghost won an event. And he gets up and he's sitting beside Beyonce and Jay. And whilst he passes Beyonce, he does a regular like kiss on the cheek thing. So he goes in for the one kiss, gets her on the cheek. Cool. But then he turns around and goes back and goes in for a second kiss. And this kiss is way closer to her lips than expected.
I think it would have hit lips if she didn't like side head a little bit.
It did? Wait, what?
I think it would like. It,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She kind of like moved a little bit. It was so weird because the way Beyonce, like, I felt bad for Beyonce. Like, the way she reacted after, she was like, you could tell she was like visibly like upset or like pissed off.
First, he held
her
too long anyways. And then I was like, okay, this is a bit awkward. Then he goes for the second
kiss.
I was like,
nigga,
really
what?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? And this guy's supposed to be like the epitome of smooth, the black James Bond.
Yeah,
type.
Like he's a cool,
you know what
he
I
seems
mean?
Like a cool dude.
And yeah, he's all like awareness and for rights and all this stuff online and social media. I was like, what is this dude doing? What is he doing?
And why Jay was right there. Jay's like right beside. Like, I don't know why he thought he could get that off.
Did he like have this super weird,
I don't know what
mental
he was thinking. Yeah,
lapse?
Like,
what?
He had to have been drunk. There's some liquor in his system.
I don't care. I even when I'm drunk, you're a grown-ass
man. I know.
That's,
it's like, still wrong. I'm just saying. There had to be that for him to think that that's a move that he could make. Like,
what was – this guy's must nuts. Be like – I mean, I get Empire's – or what's
Power.
It? Power is a popular show, but this guy's all up in his – like, thinking he's the man now. You can just do that to – like, you're still a B-level, C-level star. Like, you can't. This is Beyonce we're talking about.
Yeah.
Beyonce, all right? And you're all like, yo, take that off the screen. I can't even
Beyonce.
Look.
No. Like, we got to play this song.
Their corner of lips are, like, slight.
Yeah,
oh!
It's really awkward to look at the video.
My
and
nigga,
to look
what
at
are you doing?
But, yo, Detroit kills me. I love Detroit.
What?
Except for Dwayne Casey, who made some comments about
the
Raptors.
Yo, he's throwing shade.
Yeah, F that guy. But
whoa.
Detroit, I love y'all for this. Yo, this is hilarious.
Beyonce, bitch. Hey, ghost kiss Beyonce
twice.
That nigga ghost kiss Beyonce.
What the fuck?
Why the fuck that nigga ghost kiss Beyonce?
Oh man.
Hey, ghost kiss Beyonce,
bitch.
That nigga ghost kiss Beyonce
twice.
That nigga ghost kiss Beyonce.
Why the fuck that nigga ghost kiss Beyonce?
Oh man.
See, Ghost, now you did the most.
Yeah.
And I'm only doing this song
I
for
love
my nigga.
How,
hold up, hold. You snuck in one kiss,
they call him
but you
Ghost.
More.
Yeah.
No one
knows his real name. We just all call him Ghost.
She's gonna take a mile.
Yeah.
She was in a good mood. You took away her smile.
Yeah.
But why you put your dirty beard all up on her mouth?
Ugh.
Not everybody like, damn, what was that about? You must have thought that she was about to kiss back. You got like zero chances on hitting that.
None.
Now you got the whole Bay Hive mad at you.
For real.
But that's Beyonce, so nigga, I ain't mad.
Oh, man.
Yo,
That nigga ghost kissed Beyonce.
What was he thinking?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Bro.
That was some crazy shit, but.
I can't get over that.
I
normally don't have that problem, like, on social media, where I see, but it was so cringy I couldn't watch it a second time. What is this dude doing?
I watched that video like 3 times. Really? Because I had to make sense of what happened.
50 Cent was making fun of him too. Oh, right? For like sure. I would be
surprised.
Yeah, he's got a, he must have loved that. His actor, and then, because he always has little beefs with Jay.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what was that guy thinking?
Show pops off a little bit too now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's true. People were like, Ghost is going to actually die in real life.
Jay's going to put out a hit?
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't think Jay cares, but wow, that was.
I think he does a little bit.
Painful to watch. Well, no, I mean, that's the reaction you want from your girl, at least. You
know, yeah, for sure.
So
let's listen to another funny song, though, because Le'Veon Bell made a, or he's got a song coming out. It hasn't dropped yet. Have you heard it?
No.
Okay, so this is going to be first time for you two.
No, we're not breaking no rules. I got a stunning you fools. I'm working, don't need no tools. They want to do what I do. Money is making me broke. I see that I'm in the news. And they not signing me back, but they got to pay for it, too. I got to stay on the move. I got to stick it and move. I'm only going to speak the truth. My diamonds fresh out the pool. I know that my bed is boom. You wanna do what I do? I don't think you got a clue. They got control over you. Hey, they don't want you at the table. They gonna put you through some bullshit, babe. They gonna work you and underpay you. I told them, fuck it, I'm outie just like a naval.
Yikes.
He says, fire or trash?
Absolute trash.
Well, I was going to say before you answer, but...
That shit is fucking trash, dog. Get the fuck off the airwaves.
Oh, man. That interview with... what's her name?
Is that Iggy?
Yeah, Iggy Azalea. Oh, my God. That kills me every time because the guy just pulled up on regular radio to say that shit.
Yeah, people are wild.
But... Oh, man. But yeah, Le'Veon, man. I'm sorry, bro. You gotta quit that shit. I will say this. Props for him for, like, speaking about the NFL on the song.
But it was just he's so bad.
Taking shots. But, yeah, the song itself, that's not you. It's only bad because he's trying to be, like, the new school type rap. I think probably if he went with the older generation, it would have been better. But this is, like, yikes. Stick to football, also, bro.
It's how, like, some of those Instagram guys, when they run out of, like, videos, they start, like, getting into music and – that's like what he sounds like. He sounds so bad.
Well, yeah, that's not his career, so I'm not surprised it's not bad.
I'm surprised Lonzo Ball was better than that.
Yeah, but Lonzo's like younger though. It makes more sense for him to be kind of like good when you're in high school and stuff like that. Like that's pretty much all your free time. Like he's playing basketball and then he gets to
I can make a better SoundCloud
just to do music. Then who?
Then
Lonzo?
No, then
Le'Veon. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that. That's soft. I hope you don't use that flow though. That would not work with you.
Who, Le'Veon's?
Yeah, that would not work for you either.
It wouldn't work for me.
You gotta go like the Uzi route.
Yeah.
Talk about a whole bunch of nothing.
You gotta harmonize though.
Or do his EXO tour life.
Some dark shit.
Some real dark shit.
Man, that's a banger. I love that song. Yeah. You always have a spot for me.
But yeah, that'll pretty much do it for this episode.
Okay.
What were you pausing there for?
I don't know, because I felt like I missed something, but I didn't.
No, I just want to get on. I just do want to say.
You don't give a shit what I have to say.
Not really. But Parts and Labor is back.
Oh, yeah.
They're under new management. Man. It's called The Shop now.
When's it open? Are we?
I'm going. Well, this Friday, Boozy Fade is back in the spot, too. So I'm probably going to be there for the first one.
Wow.
So, yeah. If you've got no plans in the city of Toronto, you should probably be at The Shop.
Is that what it's called now?
Yeah. They just got new management, I guess.
They should pay us for advertisement.
They probably should.
Yeah.
I should demand a check when I go in there.
The Shop.
But yeah, should be a good time. But yeah, that'll do it for episode 12 of the Pops Culture Podcast. I know that first half was really hard to get through, especially just with Nip passing. That really hurt my soul.
We had to pause 5 times.
Yeah, I really...
to get some tissue.
Okay, I didn't shed a tear yet, but I have been crying. and I probably will be listening back to this. But yeah, no, I just do want to say rest in peace to the young god Nipsey Hussle, man. Just all the lives that you've touched through your music and all the things you've done in your community, your legacy will not die. I guarantee that we will keep your legacy alive through our acts. And I do just want to say condolences to Lauren London and her family and everyone else who's close to him and whatever you guys are going through. Just try and be positive and
rest in peace, Nipsey.
Gratitude for life. That's what Nip would want.
Yeah.
Do you have any other shout outs or anything?
Pop's culture. I'm excited for the summer. Not that quickly, but
no, summer should be dope. I can't wait.
But
man.
Like, just the
once that weather gets good,
But I also feel motivated making moves this summer that I'm excited for, and life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, I'm going to be walking around shirtless in the summer. So yeah, holla at me.
May 15th, we got to see. We're gonna count the abs there, see if we got all six of them.
Eight.
No.
Okay, no, that's a stretch.
Pause.
I mean, I might get four.
I'm not counting your abs either.
You're not going to count my abs, bro?
No, man. We'll bring a girl. We'll bring Marcel in here.
Marcel, man. Get her name right, bro. She's only been like nothing but good to this podcast.
I know. Shout out to her.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Have a great week and peace.
Peace.